Welcome to Earl Thomas Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the virus that's going around and how you can survive during this time, what you need to prepare for, and really the comparison for this is going to be the foreclosure crisis back in 2009, because that's really the last time that we saw an economy downturn like we're seeing right now. Even with today, I just saw where there was another 6 million people that filed for unemployment. So you can survive, but you have to be very, very specific and smart about what you're doing right now, because there's a lot of uncertainty coming. We're right now just in the beginning of this. So what I hope to do in this episode is kind of walk you through what you can do, what I'm doing right now that's still allowing me to close deals. I've already put 3 houses under contract this week just from this. So you need to figure out in your own market what can work, what's going to work, and stay laser focused on that right now with your marketing dollars, what you're spending. Right now is a time to not necessarily be scared and play with scared money, but you have to take your analysis to a level that you probably don't typically take it to, because the wasteful spending is probably going to be what allows you to be successful right now versus, you know, you going to have them file unemployment yourself because you can't survive in the market. So with that being said, let's go back to the comparison of 2009. You had a lot of houses every day. I think it was in the neighborhood of like 100,000 houses a day that were being foreclosed on. And if you look at what's going on right now, just with the unemployment numbers, the foreclosure crisis is nothing compared to what's going on right now, you know, as far as unemployment claims. So a lot of those people are going to be homeowners. Some of them are going to be investors. Probably half of them are going to be renters. So what you're looking at right now is what is to come. So let's predict the best we can of what's to come. So we're right now at the beginning of April. Right now, this is when a lot of people are out kicking tires because the weather's warming up. They're out there shopping, seeing, okay, school's about to turn out. So now let's go find a house, get it under contract, because by the time we close, school's going to be out, so we'll be able to move with the kids out of school, not have to worry about certain things. That's not happening now. Now, there are a lot of, there's still sales going on, but even, you know, in my market, I saw an agent the other day, and it baffled me that they would even put this on a listing, but they had a listing that said this house was under contract within 10 minutes of being listed. But the buyer decided to back out due to coronavirus fears. Well, now anyone that's going to look at that is likely not going to even be interested in it, and it's going to put that fear in that mind. But what you can do in situations like that is you sit there and you go back and you go, okay, well, that's going to scare everybody else away. Now that seller also knows that he could have had the house sold had it not been for this virus. So now this price is going to drop. Your buyers are going to do the same thing. I've already had a couple of different funds say we're putting, you know, our purchases on hold for right now. I've got other funds that are going anywhere from a 5% decrease in their purchase prices up to a 20% decrease in their purchase prices. So it's important right now with your buyers to actually sit there and have a conversation with them and say, what are you doing? What's being talked about? Those kind of things, so you can get an idea. Because if you're going out there under your normal circumstances and putting these houses under contract, whether you use a formula or actually do a real comparison for it to get a value out of it, then, you know, you need to know, how much do I need to knock this off to be able to get this deal sold? Now is the time. Typically, I tell you not to do it. But now is the time to where these $5,000 house profit spreads are going to be key to whether you survive, because you're going to have lower margins right now for the most part, versus what you would have done in a very active market. So when we look at what's going on right now, with this being the beginning of April and the market not moving like it would have done, we're really faced with missing the summer real estate season. If we miss the real estate season, that's going to have a big impact on the economy itself, because not only does it employ a lot of people, because you got agents making money, you got title companies, attorneys, home inspectors, appraisers, you name, insurance companies writing new policies. There's a lot of people out there that right now their business has slowed, but at the same time, the biggest impact of missing the summer season is every house that's here, whether it's rented or sold, has every disposable good that is made, from Clorox to couches to TVs, you name it, that's what happens. So now when you miss this summer season, you're not having people go into a new house, clean it, buy new furniture, buy a new TV, those kind of things. So now all of these manufacturers and everybody, all these disposable goods, sure, a lot are being purchased right now. We all see the memes on Facebook about everybody hoarding toilet paper. But now, the only thing that's really going to be sold are, you know, your real household cleaning items, because everybody's focused on washing their hands. A lot of people are not even going to the grocery store anymore, you know, on a weekly basis to buy groceries. So a lot of these things that are typically sold during the summer, it's real estate, the summer season is almost comparable to Christmas season for retailers, because everybody is moving, doing certain things. They got a spring cleaning coming, things like that. So now what you're having is you're almost missing Christmas right now because of what's going on with this virus. So you have to pay attention to know that it's going to have an effect. You're not seeing it right now because it hasn't had enough time to be reported for everything to really come out. So go through this in a way that you know in 6 months, 3 months, a month from now, we're going to start being able to see what impact this is really having. Now, you know it's bad when the government is actually sending people checks, because I don't think that's ever happened in, you know, the history of this country. So when a government says, okay, we know this is bad, we have to send you checks, then everybody needs to wake up and realize this is going to hurt for a little while. We may have what they've been calling that V-shaped curve. This may last for 2 years. You never really know until you're actually going through it. And that's the case with everything in life. But right now, this is new to all of us, so we all need to understand what's going on. So with what you're doing right now, when I say you have to stop the wasteful spending, you have to go and really drill down on what works in your market. Now, what I've been doing in mine is there's stages of when something like this happens, and I liken it back to the crisis of 2009, because I was actually appraising real estate at that time, so I can remember. You know, hey, we started with short sales, we got to foreclosures, we came back to short sales, those didn't work, so now we went to loan modifications. We're going to have stages with this that are going to be how you need to market to your potential sellers so that you can get deals closed and survive this in this business. So like I said, what I'm doing right now is marketing directly to the people that just need a cash injection, that they're not going to, it's not going to matter if they sell their house. It's just going to provide additional income, because basically that money is just sitting there doing nothing for them. So now they need it because they're preparing for what's to come as well. And when I say I'm marketing to the people that have money sitting there, that they're not using, but in some ways it's costing them money. What I mean by that is I'm marketing directly to vacant houses and I'm marketing directly to estates. Because unfortunately right now, we do have a lot of deaths coming. We've already, you know, every year we have people that pass away, but right now we have an excess in deaths right now. It's unfortunate, but you're going to have a lot of heirs out there that once they get through the grieving part of it and they realize they lost their job and now they, you know, their parents were able to still provide for them with this house, they're going to wind up putting that house out to everybody, whether it be a real estate agent or looking you up online, you know, organic searches, paid advertisements with Google, you know, those kind of things. I saw something the other day that Google is actually giving ad credits to small businesses right now to be able to help them through. So this may be a time, if you've never done, you know, pay-per-click marketing with AdWords, you may want to give it a shot right now because maybe you get some leads off of it. But as far as the mailers go, I'm only marketing right now with those mailers to vacant homes and to estates, because it has another benefit to it as well, because I'm not actually having to be around people and risk my own health to be able to view that property and get that house under contract. So when you're going out with these right now, you know, don't keep sending properties to, okay, I've got 50% equity, I've got a tax lien, I just went through a divorce, you know, something like that, because that right now, that's not going to be a good deal for you, because the vacant houses and the people, the heirs for the estate, they basically have ready cash to go, because it doesn't affect where they live, their mortgage payments, anything like that. They're not going to have to move. So those are easy sales right now. They're very easy sales. And I'll give you an example. My postcards, I mean, I got a lot of calls. I probably sent out 500 postcards to vacant houses that fit my criteria 2 weeks ago, and I've probably gotten 20 calls off of them. I put two houses under contract with one seller because his brother basically bought some things. He got some brain injury some years ago, and he doesn't even live here anymore, so he needs cash. And there was one house, I put it under contract for $4,500. And he wanted me to look at his other house, but his other house wound up being in an area where I can't stand it. It's our war zone in my market. So I told him, you know, I can only pay you $500 even if I get it, just because I don't like that area. I don't want to be in that area. But $500 is not going to break me. So if it helps you get completely out of my market, then I'll be glad to do it for you. I went out there and looked at it, and I went back to him and I said, you know what? I'll take it from you, but I just do not want this house. And he wound up letting me have this house for $250. That right there is going to give me probably a $10,000 to $15,000 markup. It's going to cost me more to close this property with closing fees than it is to actually purchase this house. So basically, I got two houses with this same seller for less than $5,000 on a purchase price. There's another house that I put under contract that I'm actually selling to a fund that is an estate. They're ready to sell right now because they're in panic mode. And it's an easy sale. It's easy money for them if you go that direction. Now, in your market, you know, Facebook may work. Something else may work for you in your market. I have no idea about your market. I'm telling you specifically about my market, because instead of, like right now, my AdWords, I'm not even doing them. I've already shut them down. I called the company that manages it for me and told them, you know, hey, our contract doesn't say anything about coronavirus, but I mean, we're getting no activity. So there's really no sense in me, you know, spending money just for people to click that have no intentions of selling. Now, it could be very different in your market. a lot of times with Facebook, with me, I'll get people that come in and say, I thought you were selling a house. That's wasteful spending right there, because now, based on 500 about mailers that I sent out, I've got three deals off of those mailers that I sent out. So right now, my return on my investment is far exceeding what it typically does, simply because of people so ready to sell and panic about what's coming, plus the prices that I'm actually able to get them for, because they just need cash. They're preparing for what is to come. So, you know, this guy that I got the two houses from, that $4,500 and that $250 may be the difference of them being able to, you know, pay their bills in 3 months versus, you know, losing the house that they live in. So I was glad to do it, because one important thing that we have to pay attention to right now is, yes, we do have something that's unprecedented in our market, in our world, but at the same time, because the market for the real estate agents, the publicly listed houses, are going to take a severe decline in the months coming, it's going to be up to us to keep some semblance of activity in the market going. Now, it's not a scenario, I know everyone's going to sit there and think, well, you're only paying $250 for a house. If you saw this house and you knew the area, you would fully understand, because yesterday, a month ago, I would have never even bought that house for $250. So it's up to us right now to help other people as well as keep food on our table. This is not the time that you go out and you are, you know, basically a vulture and know someone needs money and completely rock bottom your purchase prices on. Because if you do that, then now that money that they needed, that they're not going to get from their job, is only going to last them for, you know, so long. Yes, you are helping them, but at the same time, you're not actually helping anyone but yourself. And karma will come and find you eventually if you do this. So what we have to do is we have to look at it in a way of going, okay, if I only make $5,000 on this deal, if I only make $2,500 on this deal, help the other people, because the more people we are able to help will lessen the damage that is going on to the economy right now. And it will help us get in that V shape versus a 6 month recession, a year long recession, a 5 year recession. The more money we are able to put in people's pockets right now, the better off we are going to be long term. So when you're going out there, do your deals, but do not take advantage of the situation, because as a group, as an industry, agents aren't going to be eating for a while. We are going to be eating, and we're probably going to do more deals if we do them the right way than we ever have in this business, or at least in the last 10 years since the foreclosure crisis. It right now, the saving grace for our economy is going to come from us, because we're going to be the only ones that are able to salvage any part of this real estate season that's supposed to happen every single summer. And if we don't do our part, then we're going to suffer long term. So make sure when you're going out there, you're taking that into consideration and helping other people, but at the same time, putting food on your table. I'm not saying go out there and make $500 every single deal, but if that's what it takes to get that deal closed, that's still $500 more that you can put in your bank account right now than you would have any other way. So if you're even if you're doing five deals now and you were doing one deal a month, say for $10,000-$15,000, if you're doing five deals now for $2,500, you're still doing exactly what you were doing. But now is the time that we as wholesalers have to keep this market moving, because if we don't keep this market moving, the long-term effect of this economy by missing the real estate season is going to hurt, and hurt real bad. So I'm asking everyone on this episode to actually go through the process, help other people, and let the karma come back and find you in a good way, because now you're going to have a lot of people, since they can't actually go and interact, a lot of people are desperate. You're going to have more people that say, oh, well, such and such bought my house and, you know, he helped me out a great deal. You're going to get more deals if you follow what I'm saying. So in your market, you need to figure out what the marketing is that's going to give you the vacant houses, the houses that are not being used, that are typically irrelevant to these sellers, but can give them a cash injection right now. That's all they want, because they're holding on to the houses they live in. They're trying to hold on to their rental houses, things like that. We've got this eviction moratorium going on in a lot of places over the country. The mortgage, you know, those kind of things are being forgiven. Everyone is trying to work together right now to salvage any portion of this economy that we can. So be sure you are out there helping people during this crisis. So what you need to do, in order, it's going to come in some stages. So when you're out there looking right now, we're at vacant and estates. That's the freebies. In say 3 months, we may be at an investor list, because you know they still have mortgage payments they've got to make on it. Now all of a sudden they're not getting their rent. The bank is threatening foreclosure on them. Let me go ahead and sell it so I don't lose the house I live in, because it's all going to trickle. So in maybe 6 months, we're going to be at a foreclosure list, because the people that couldn't get out, the vacant houses, the estates, the investors, the people that lost their job that are basically hanging on by a thread, it may be 3 months, but it may be 6 months, it may be a year. The foreclosures are coming. At some point in time, the foreclosures will be coming. It may be short sales. Who knows? But you're going to have the duress involved to where these actual homeowners have to sell their houses. But let's go to those, the investors and the homeowners that are owner-occupied or tenant-occupied. Let's go to those once we get this under control, so we don't actually have to put our own health at risk in order to, you know, pay our bills. Right now, I don't know where you get yours, but like I said, whether it be Facebook, Google, SEO, you know, word of mouth, postcards, bandit signs, I don't know where you're getting your leads from, but figure out a way to go to the vacant and the estates right now, so that you don't have to have person-to-person contact, and you can, you know, DocuSign a contract, give an offer over the phone, whatever you need to do, but keep yourself healthy right now, because the wholesalers are the only ones that are going to see this summer season through without completely tanking the economy for the next 6 months, a year, 2 years, ever how long it's going to work. So I can't stress enough right now that stop the wasteful spending. This is not the time to just be going out there and throwing everything against the wall to see if it sticks. If you can't figure out how you're getting your leads, if you don't have a way of tracking that, you're probably not going to survive this, because you're going to be sending out marketing material. You're going to be wasting money trying to get leads that right now you can't close, because when you're going for these properties that you typically do and they've got a mortgage on it, like I just told you, I've already got multiple funds that have said we're not buying right now. But I've also got others that are saying we're reducing our purchase price by 5 to 20%, depending on which one it is. So now the prices are typically going to be under what somebody owes on their house. So if you can't actually figure out how to get to those closable deals right now under these circumstances, stop spending your money, because you're going to need that in a month, 2 months, 3 months. Just stop right now. And talk to people in your area. Say, what are you doing? Those kind of things. Now is the time. If you can't actually analyze where your deals are coming from, how you're getting them, and how you can get to the people that can close their deals while keeping you safe and healthy, just save your money. Because you're not to the level yet in this business to be able to survive. Now, I'm not saying that you won't ever, but it's better in business to cut your losses than to keep spending money and wind up putting yourself in a worse position down the road. If you can figure out how to get to these people that I'm saying, then go ahead and do that and stop doing everything else, because you need to go right now to the deals that are actually going to help you keep your bills paid, keep a roof over your head, and actually help these other people keep a roof over their head as well. So figure out whether you're going to stay in this right now. And if you are, then you go and you start looking at your market and you start doing these analysis. How much are we dropping prices? How many houses are being listed now? What are my days on the market now? How many contracts are falling through? Start looking at those type things so that you can prepare, because when you sit there now and you send out your marketing, you may be getting something in 2 weeks, a month. Somebody may wait 2 months or 3 months to call you. So when you're looking at all that, realize anything that you're doing today is a deal for down the road. So you have to be able to predict what's coming versus where we are today. So figure your stages out in your market if you want to be able to survive. I think I've gone on a little soapbox so far, and I don't mean to, but like I said, I was appraising real estate and meeting a lot of families during the foreclosure crisis that still have left scars on me to this day. Because when you meet little children that are asking you, why am I losing my house, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do for them, those will leave scars with you, because those little children didn't have any dog in that fight. It was something that was out of their control. Their parents did everything that they could to provide for those children, and it still happened. Because one thing that I worry that's going to happen again is, years ago, the banks were just rubber stamping these foreclosures. We've all seen the stories. People lost their house when they shouldn't have. I actually saw return checks to keep people in foreclosure with banks back then. Something like that will come out of this as well. So make sure you're trying your best to take care of other people right now. And it will come back and find you, I promise you. It does every single time. Whether it be a Google review, word of mouth, something will come back and find you. If you're sitting there and you're going, okay, I only have X number of dollars in my bank account, I've got to get something closed. If you are taking care of people, that will find you. It'll come out of thin air sometimes. So it may be just a lead that calls you and says, hey, I got your postcard 6 months ago. It could be a wholesaler that you work with in your market that says, hey, can you have a buyer for this? Could be an investor that says, you know, hey, you've sold a couple of my houses before. You think you can get this one sold? It will find you one way or the other. You will have good results if you help people. I hope everyone stays safe, practices the social distancing. Do what is necessary right now to protect you and your family. No one wants to see what's going on. None of us in this industry want to see anyone pass away because of this, because they were doing things that were risky that they shouldn't have been doing. So right now, just vacate in the States. Protect you and your family and let everything else work itself out. I hope this has helped everyone. We're far from being finished from this. We're just getting started. So take the time, whether it be a day, a week, whatever it is, take the time to really drill down to your market and see what's going on. Take the time to talk to your buyers, say what conversations are happening inside your office right now. How can we still work together to help other people, you know, What can we do together right now? Give me an idea so I know what I'm facing when I go out there and provide you this service of finding houses for you. Again, stay safe, stay healthy, be smart, and we will all come through this. It's up to the wholesalers right now to save this summer season in real estate. Help Earl Toms accomplish this mission. Help other people, and we will save this economy together. I hope everyone has learned something from this episode, and we're all realizing that the wholesalers are what's going to keep this economy moving. And I really hope everyone stays safe and healthy through all of this. Until next time, stay safe, stay healthy.